This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for April 20th. I'm Paul Plack. The Air Force has scheduled the launch of the X-37B space-going UAV for tomorrow, but the exact time is confidential. The craft will allow more economical testing of technologies than manned craft and can stay up there for 270 days at a time. Regulators in Europe are expected to ease restrictions on airline flights today. The 13-country ban on airline flights, which started Thursday due to volcanic ash, has already cost the industry more than $1.5 billion. U.S. Homeland Security has bought more than 1,200 explosives trace detection units using $35.5 million in stimulus funding, saying the move will stimulate local economies. EADS North America says it and partners American Eurocopter and Lockheed Martin will independently fund and develop three AAS-72X helicopters to demonstrate the aircraft's benefits to the U.S. Army. Conklin and Dedecker says the latest version of its aircraft cost evaluator holds new features and an expanded database covering more than 490 aircraft types. Next Dimension Aircraft is introducing an upgrade package for the Cirrus SR-22. The Warp 9 includes a Tornado Alley turbo-normalized IO-550 and Avidyne Integra Release 9 avionics. Technam North America has entered into an exclusive distribution agreement with West Coast Sport Aircraft to provide sales and service in California for its LSAs and its new light twin. King Schools and Redbird Flight Simulations have introduced a new flight training device that mounts under a tabletop to put the yoke and controls in a realistic position. And NASA says the last shuttle flight in September will carry a robot called R2, designed and built in cooperation with General Motors. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Tom Poberesny updates Jim Campbell on the search for a new EAA president. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.